Davis back to pass, intercepted! Harrison Smith to the 50, 40, 30, 20, touchdown! Harrison Smith with his third career defensive touchdown.
Harrison Smith with a defensive touchdown, an interception touchdown in the St. Louis Rams game, the first game of the season. And here is Harrison Smith as part of our Xfinity player breakdown. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How are you, man?
I'm doing well.
Sorry about the Bears loss. In that game, you had an interception. We're going to see that interception right now. From the time you caught it, you were on the left side, as we see here. Then you went off to the right. Carry us through the rest of it.
You always want to get to the near sideline. And as I was headed there, I saw Matt Forte kind of cut me off. So I cut back field and wanted to get to that sideline. And it started narrowing down. So I tried to find a little more room and unfortunately got caught up in there.
Now, Harrison has three career interception touchdowns. The next one he gets, hopefully today against Green Bay, would be a Minnesota Vikings record. Also in that Bears game, there was a fantastic stop on fourth and goal. Jay Cutler goes running off to the left. Here you see number 22, Harrison Smith, closing a tremendous amount of ground on that play. Excellent play by Xavier Rhodes.
Oh, yeah. He did a great job of getting off the block and making a play, which you don't see a whole lot of corners making physical plays like that.
You guys were on the field a lot in that Bears game. How tired were you at the end of the game?
Not too tired, and I think a lot of that was us not getting off the field on third down, so that's something we're trying to correct.
How would you describe Mike Zimmer's defense at this stage of the season? Into last week, the Vikings had 30 sacks, third in the NFL, pass defense, fourth in the NFL. If you were to characterize it now with an offseason, training camp, preseason, and where you are now, describe it.
I think one word is aggressive. He always wants to, for starters, stop the running game and then get pressure on the quarterback and create turnovers and sacks.
The last time Aaron Rodgers threw an interception at Lambeau Field was in December of 2012. It went to this guy, Harrison Smith. When you play Aaron Rodgers, I think people will ask you what are the best ways to stop him. Isn't the best way to slow him is to start by slowing the running game?
Yeah, that's true every week and definitely against Aaron Rodgers, because if he has that part of the game, then you're kind of on your heels, and that sets up the deep balls, the play action passes. But if you can stop that and make them kind of one-sided, then you know what you're going to get, and that makes the game a little bit easier.
What kind of back is Eddie Lacy? He had a good game against you guys at Lambeau Field, and it looks like over the last three, they're starting to throw the ball to him a little bit.
I think everybody knows he's a tough runner, breaks a lot of tackles, and he's got great vision too. He cuts back very well. And now they're getting him more involved in the passing game. So he's becoming a very well-rounded back.
The last time the Green Bay Packers lost was a few weeks ago. It was at New Orleans. In that game, Aaron Rodgers had a couple of interceptions. When you watch this team, is Green Bay markedly better at home than on the road?
I think we've watched a lot home and away. And, he can make every throw no matter what stadium he's in. So that's what we're getting ready for and preparing for.
Do you like playing guys like Aaron Rodgers?
I do. He's the best in the game, if not, he's in a conversation. And, that kind of shows you where you are, and to be the best, you have to beat the best.